Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Chav Zayin, five lines on the top of Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph at the new Mishnah. And as we know, in relation to Kachim, if the Torah only says something one time, then it would not necessarily be Ma'akev. And we have a klal when the Torah states something two times, then Shanalav HaKosav La'akev. And similarly, even if the Torah doesn't mention Halacha two times, however, when the Torah mentions certain Lashonos, then we know that that item would be Ma'akev. And as we know, the Lashon Chuka, Kacha, or Lashon Havayo, Kenyasa, are example of Lashon that would show us that that item is ma'akev. And our Mishnah will discuss those items that are ma'akev by a mincha. And as we know, the smallest amount of flour that is brought with a mincha is an isarin. Most menachos have shemen and levaina, and for most kabanos, the kohen would do kmitza from the mincha, and then the rest of the mincha would be called shirayim. Finally, in the middle of the Chav Vav and Beis, we saw machlekes, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi held in kohenes pachas mishnei zesim, where Rabbi Yechon held yesh kohenes pachas mishnei zesim. And our Mishnah now begins, ha-kohenes miyutah and the Mefarshim explained that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the Kmitza has to be at least two Kazesim. If there is even a little bit of the Kmitza missing, then it would be Ma'akev. And even though generally we have a Klal, the Ruba Kekulai, similarly, Sarim, Yutu Ma'akev Isubai, at the beginning when you're bringing the Korah Mincha, you have to have at least a Sarin of flour. And if you're missing even a little bit, that would be Ma'akev. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Achi Yaviv Yamlana, and certainly at this point, you could still add flour and the Korah would still be valid. And the Mishnah continues, Hayayim Yutu Ma'akev Isrubai, that we know there's a carbon called a Minchas Nesachim, which was brought with the oil and shlamim, which included wine. And if there's less than the proper share, then that would be Ma'akev. And as Rashi tells us, based on the Psukim and Pasha Shlach, that the Shurim are Shlish Zahin Shal Ayel, or Via Zahin Lekeves, Vechet Zahin Lepar. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, Hashem Yutu Ma'akev Isrubai, and as Rashi states, Bein the Minchas Nesachim, Kashir Ayayin, the Mishnah refers to oil that's brought together with the Ayin of the Minchas Nesachim. And similarly, by Lug, the Minchas Nedava, by Minchas Nedava, there's a share of Loig Shemen, and if you're missing the share, then it would be Ma'akev. And finally, the Mishnah continues, Haseus Vashemen Ma'akvin Zezeh, that the flour and oil of a carbon would be Ma'akev each other, by a carbon mincha that requires flour and oil. If you don't have one of those ingredients, then it would be Ma'akev. And similarly, Akkimitz Levina Ma'akvin Zezeh, that if one is not Ma'akvin to the Kmitza, or if one is not Ma'akvin to the Levina, then it would be Ma'akvin each other, and the carbon would not be valid, and the shrine would not be able to be eaten. And our Gemara begins and discusses the first thing of our Mishnah of Akimitz Mutu Me'akav Isrubai. And the Gemara asks, "My Taima, that was the Makar." And the Gemara explains, "Amakra Molei Kumtzay Trei Zimni," that the pasuk repeats the words Molei Kumtzay two times, once in Pashat Vayikra and once in Pashat Tzav, and Shana of Akosav La'akev. And this refers to the pasuk in Pashat Vayikra of Avil Bnei Aaron Akrinim that coming to be shown Molei Kumtzay Misilto Mishamna Al Kol Veinasa Hikti Akrinis Askurasa Mizbecha. And the pasuk in Pashas Tzav that states v'viel akoyim v'kometz akoyim imenem b'loy kumtzai as askurasa v'hiktam izbechal ishe Hashem chatosi. And as Rashi tells us, chad b'minchas nedava v'chad b'minchas choytei chad l'mitzvah v'chad l'akev. The Gemara continues with the second of our Mishnah, Yisarim yutu ma'akev esrubai my time was a makar. Makar, the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra stated misalta, and the pasuk could have said m'loy kumtzai misayles, and the extra he teaches us that you should take from its Soyles, and there must be the required amount of soyles. The Mishnah continued, Hayayim Yutu Ma'akev Isrubai. Gemara tells us that we learn from the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach that tells us, Kacha Ye'osu Lashara Echad Oy La'ayla Echad Oy La'sebak Fasim Oy Ba'izim. We know Kacha is a Lashon Ikov, and the Mishnah continued, Hashem Yutu Ma'akev Isrubai. Gemara brings two Makarios. Minchas Nesachim is based on the same Pasuk that we just saw in Pasha Shlach, B'negei the Minchas Nesachim, as the Pasuk stated Kacha. And the Minchas Nedava are Makro Mishamna, and this is also from the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra that stated Misalta, and then the Pasuk stated Umishamna, since the Torah used an extra hay, so we learn out Shem Chasa Kolshu Psula, and the proper share of Shemen is Ma'akev. The Mishnah continued, Hashem Vaseos Ma'akvin Zezeh, and this is learned based on Shalom Akosav La'akev, as the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra stated Misalta Umishamna, and then Bidigate Karban Omer, which is brought from Sa'irim. So the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra tells us, Vehikta Akrain Asaskarasa, Migirso Umishamna, Akol Vainosa Ishal Hashem, and as Rashi explains, that since the pasuk stated misalto mishamna and they brought both words together, so it's mashma shiyu shneim that you have to have both of these items together. V'hadik sivnami migirsu mishamna shiyu shneim, and this is based on a klal of shana kasav la'akev and geres v'selus chadu al shageres b'minchas bikurim v'selus b'shamenachos. And when Rashi refers to minchas bikurim, certainly he's referring to the minchas ha'imer. Rashi is borrowing this term from the Torah, as when the Torah speaks about the minchas ha'imer, Pashas Vayikra, so the Torah states in Parak Beis pasuk Yudal. Im Makrim Minchas Bikurim Lashem, and as Rashi states in Pasha Vayikra, Minchas Bikurim B'Minchas Ha'im Akasa Medaber, she bought Oviv B'Shas B'Shal Tuvah Minas Ha'im Iba Namakana Oviv Nemal Alon Ki Sa'ira Oviv, which refers to Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra, and Ayin Taisis at the top of Amid Misalto Mishamna Begirsu Mishamna. Taisis explains Lagabi Kuvud Nafshe Dim Chosel Loi Bo Yishon Akasev Avlam Akmin Zeze Bo Yishon Akasev Kid Appreciate L'El. Ayin Taisis at the bottom of Daf Yutesim and Aleph Diva Maskel V'Shani Hosom Domikro Migirsu Mishamna. And Taisis learns our sugya a bit differently. Ayin Sham and Agamor continues Hakaymus V'Alvinu Ma'akmin Zeze. Once again, this is based on Shonalov Akasev La'akev, as the pasuk in Pasha V'Yikra states V'Vil B'nei Aaron Akrinim V'Kometz Misham Loi Kumtzo Misaltu Mishamna Al Kol V'Inosav Hikta Akrin Esas Kurosam Is Becha Ishu Eich Nechayach La'Hashem. And then in Pasha Tzav the pasuk tells us V'Hirim Menu B'Kumtzo Misaylus Haminchu Mishamna V'Is Kol V'Ina Shalom Mincha Hikta Mizbech V'Eich Nechayach As Kuros La'Hashem. And two places the Torah states Kol Alavino As Kol V'Inosa. As Rashi states Shonalov Akasev La'akev. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the prior Mishnah discussed six items that are ma'akev, and now the Mishnah continues and discusses 16 other items that would be ma'akev. The Mishnah begins Shnei Siriyim and Kippurim ma'akvin zeh that the Sor LaShem and the Sor LaZozel are ma'akev each other, and the Shnei Kivsei Aseres are ma'akvin zeh and the two Kvosim that are brought on Shavuos are ma'akev each other, and Beis Chalos ma'akvin zu azu, and the Shtei Lechem which is brought on Shavuos with the Shnei Kivsei Aseres are ma'akev each other, and Shnei Storim ma'akvin zeh and the 12 Chalos that are placed on the Shulchan are ma'akev each other, and similarly Shnei Bezichra ma'akvin zeh and the two spoonfuls of Levino that are placed on the Shulchan every single week are ma'akev each other. Similarly, Astorim v'Bezichra ma'akvin zeh, the 12 chalais are ma'akev the Shnei Bezichra Levino, and the two spoonfuls of Levino are ma'akev are the lechem aponim. And the Mishnah continues, Beis Minim Shevinazir, Gimel Shevapara, V'dal Shevetoido, V'dal Shebelula, V'abosh Shevetzera, ma'akvin zeh. And we know when a Nazir brings his korbanos, he brings a korban mincha, and that mincha is made up of two separate minim, chalais and rekikin, and both are ma'akev on each other. And we know there are three items that are brought together with the paraduma, which is the eitz eres, the eiz of ushni teilas, they would all be ma'akev on each other. And as we know, we bring 40 lechem together with the carbon toida, and there were four minim of 10 lechem each, and three of them were made out of matzah, and one out of chametz, and those are all ma'akev on each other. Similarly, by lulav, the dal minim are ma'akev, and one has to have a lulav esrog, hadasim and aravos. Similarly, the four minim that are brought in order to be matar of mitzrayah, also ma'akev, and as Rashi brings down, it refers to the eitz eres, the eiz of shni teilas, as well as tzipurim, which are the birds that are brought in order to be matar of mitzrayah. And although it would seem that the Mishnah should list the Beis Minim Shebin Nazir and the Dal Shebin Toida together as those are relevant to Menachais, however, the Mishnah's order is based on numbers. We start with Shnei Siriyim and Kippurim, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, Beis Chalois, Shnei Starim, and then we continue with Beis Minim Shebin Nazir, Gimel Shevapara, V'Dal Shebin Toida. And the Mishnah will now continue and list those things, which are seven items. As our Mishnah continues, Sheva Azoy Shevapara, Ma'akvi Zu Azu, that the seven Azoys that are done by the Paraduma are Ma'akvi each other. And as the Pasuk states in Pashas Chukas, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Dalid, V'lokach Aloz HaKoyim, Midoma Be'etzpa'oi, V'hizal Nechich Pnei Romeo, Midoma Shevapamim. And as we know, that the Shechita and the entire procedure of the Paraduma was done outside of the Beis HaMikdash and was done on Har HaZeisim, and the Koyim would take the dam of the Parah and he would spray it seven times towards the Pnei Oil Mayed. Finally, the Mishnah continues, Zayin Azoy, Shal Bein Abadim, Shal Parechis, Shal Mizbech Azov, Ma'akvei Zu Azu. As we know, when the Koyim did David Yisim Kippur, it would take the blood of the par as well as the sar of Yom Kippur, and would spray it seven times, Bein Abadim of the Orain, which were really eight times, as was Achas L'mayla V'Sheva L'mata. He would then also spray the blood, Achas L'mayla V'Sheva L'mata, towards the Parechis that was between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. Finally, he would mix together the Dam of the par and the Dam of the Sarer. He would do four matanois on the corners of the Mizbeach Azov, which is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and he would then do Zayin Azois on the top of the Mizbeach Azov. We also find Zayin Azois on the Parechis as well as on the Mizbeach Azov by the Parim Dov Shel Tzibur, the Par Kri Mashiach, and the Siri Avodah Zara. Now Mishnah teaches us that all of these would be Ma'akev. Before we continue, let us see Taisis Diba Maschah Boshav Mitzera, Eitz Erez Ve'ezav Shnita Las Vitzipurin, Avo Mayim Chaim Lechoshiv, and the reason why our Mishnah doesn't mention Mayim Chaim, which is another ingredient that is brought in the process of the Tyre material, as he explains, L'fishahim ma'ar behem adam, k'dechsiv, v'tovo isim badam, and since it gets mixed together with the dam, therefore it's included in the dam, and it's not considered a separate ingredient. Taisis continues, Taimud l'choshva zoyis de material, de ma'ak v'zu azu, that why didn't the Mishnah mention, da zoyis de material, which are also ma'akev, v'yishloim, the ton of ishaya, Let us begin on Gemara as a Mishnah Torah. And the Gemara explains that it is based on the pasuk in Parshas Achri Mois that mentions the word chukah, as the pasuk states, "Bin Gid Avida of Yom Kippurim, Hoyse Zoyselchem Chukas Eilam Lchapal Bnei Yisrael Mekocha Toisam Achas B'Shana Yas Kasher Tziva Hashem Espeisha." Keep in mind that this word chukah should be enough to teach us that all the Avidas Yom Kippurim are Ma'akev. Gemara continues, "Shnei Kivtzei Aseres Ma'akman Zeazeh," as the pasuk states Havaya, and similarly the pasuk states, "Bin Gid Shnei Chalois Havaya," and as the pasukim state in Parshas Emor, "Hein Efakrin Aisam Alechem Abikurim Tnufa Lefnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim Kodesh Yiyu Hashem LaKoyin." Since the pasuk states Kodesh Yiyu, which is Lashon Havaya, so we know that Havaya is Lashon Ikov, and as we know that we always say Bavyasin Tehei, it should be done in exactly this manner. And B'negei Shtei Alechem, three pasukim earlier, the pasuk tells us Meishu Seichem Tavi Alechem Tnufa Shtayim Shnei Esreinim Seilus Tiena Chomis Tiafenim Bikurim LaHashem. And once again, we use Lashon Havaya as the pasuk stated the Seilus Tiena. Gemara continues, Shnei Starim is based on Chuka, Shnei Bezichin is Chuka, Starim Vabzichin Chuka, and these are all based on the same word that states in Pashas Emma, but the Gate Lechem upon him, as the Pasuk states, Vahisla Aaron Levana, Vachlu, Bimakum Kadosh, Kikadish Kadashim Huloi, Meisha Hashem, Chakoglam. Gemara continues, Shnei Minim Shevinazir, that where do we see a Makar, that the Shnei Minim of Nazir are Ma'akev, Siv, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, Zeus Teres Hanazir, Ashiyidar, Kabani Lashem al Nizroi, Mulvada Shetasik Yodik, Kafinidir Ashiyidar, Kenyasa Teres Nizroi, as Rashi states, the Lashon Kenyasa is Lashon Ikuva. Gemara continues, Gimel Shavu Para, that the three minim that come with the para are Ma'akev, as the Pasuk says Chuka, and as we know, the Pasuk of Para Duma is at the beginning of Pashas Chukas, and the Pasuk starts, Zeus Chukas Atera, as the Tziva Hashem Lema, Dabu Bnei Yisrael, V'yuchu Elecha, Para Duma Tmima, Asha Im Bamo, Mashaloy Olo Alea Oil. And as we already mentioned, the Lashon Chuka is Lashon Ikuva. Gemara continues, Abba Shavu Teda, that the four minim of Chalois by Karman Teda are all Ma'akev, the Iskash Lunazir, as we have a hekish between the dinim of Naziris and the dinim of a Karban Toidah, Siv, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav that discusses the Karban Toidah states, Al Chalas Lechem Chomitz Yaakov Karbonoi Al Zevach Toidah Shlomov, the Omamar Shlomov L'Rabbi Shalmi Nazir, that the word Shlomov is coming to Mabar, dinim that are relevant to Shalmi Nazir, as we will learn on Dafar Im Chesem and Aleph, we learn dinim that are relevant to the Shalmi Nazir from the dinim of the Toidah, and as Rashi brings down, L'Yud Kaban Yu Shlaimis, Seilis, L'Vi Yashem and Kitoidah, therefore in Hekish L'Mechza, and we also learned the dinim of a Karban Mincha from the dinim of a Mincha of a Nazir, and B'negei and Nazir, we know it's Ma'akev, as we saw based on the Pasuk of Kenyasa. Therefore, the four meaning by a Karban Toidah will also be Ma'akev, and the Gemara continues, V'abosh of Mitzera, Siv, and this is from the Pasuk in Pashas Mitzera, that the Pasuk states, Zeis Tia Teres of Mitzera, B'yang Terasai, V'hu Vela Kayin. Once again, Rashi points out that the Lashon Tia is Lashon Havaya, and Havaya Kuva. The Gemara continues, V'dal Shabalulav, that the four meaning of Lulav are Ma'akev, as the pasuk states in Pashas Hamor, Ulakachtel Melchem B'yam Rishon Priyetz Hoda Kapis Tmorim Va'anafetz Ovois V'Avi Nachol Usmachtem Lufnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. Pasuk states Ulakachtem, and we learn that it is a requirement for Lekicha Tama, and one must have all of these four minim. And if you don't have any of the four minim, then you cannot do this mitzvah. As the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava Loishono El She'in Loi Avol Yesh Le'im Ma'akvin, that this din was only stated where a person doesn't have these four minim, and for example, if he's missing any of these minim, then he could not be Mekayim the mitzvah. However, once a person has all four minim, then even if he doesn't take them as one group, then he would still be Yitza. And as Rashi points out, Avol Yesh Le'im Akvin Afilu Loi Ogdon Ke'echad, and Mashmais of Rashi is that certainly he has to hold all four in his hands at the same time, but there is no requirement to be Ma'agad them together as one group, and Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad. And we will get back to this point in a moment. Gemara continues, Meisvei, that will ask a question of Chanan Bar Rava, how can you say Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad? We have a brisa that teaches us dal minim shabululav beis man oisim peiris ubeis man ein oisim peiris hoisim peiris use a kukul shein oisim v'shein oisim peiris use a kukul oisim peiris, and we know the four minim of lulav, two of the minim referring to the esrog and lulav are minim that come from trees that produce peiris, and we know the esrog itself is a pri and the lulav comes from a kapis tamarim, which is a fruit tree and a date tree. All two of these minim referring to the adasim or avis come from plants that do not produce peiris. The brisa teaches us that we require all four minim, and the two minim that produce fruits are dependent on the two minim that do not produce fruits, and the same is true in the reverse, that the two minim that do not produce fruits are dependent on the two minim that produce fruits. And the only way that one could be yotze the chiyuv of lulav is only when he has all four minim in one group, and he has to tie them all together, aside from the esrog, of course. And as Rashi Masech Lesukah and Daf Yud Aleph from the base teaches us, Agud is legut shleisha aminim ke'echad. The Brisa teaches us that a nimshel to this is v'chein Yisrael batzah atchiu kulim ba'agud achas. That the only way that Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillas of Klal Yisrael is only when they're in one group and they're tied together and they're bound together. In them, and the Brisa brings a pasuk in Amos that the pasuk states, Habayin b'shemayim aloisa v'agudos al eretz yisada hakaril me'yayom v'yishbechem al pnei eretz Hashem shemayi. As Rashi explains, batzah k'shehem misanin. That when Klal Yisrael will fast, they will only be answered when they're together as one group. Tzadikim Rishayim, Dumi Do'isim Ve'in Oisim Peris. Rashi explains, V'agudosei al Eretz Yisada, the only time that Klal Yisrael could be established on this world is only Bizmanche Gudosei Biachad, only when they're connected to each other. And some have the Gersa that we're not referring to Tanesim, but we're referring to Klal Yisrael getting back to Eretz Yisrael. They're Gurus, V'chin Yisrael, Lo Yeshuv Al Atzom, Chiyu, Kulim Ba'agud Achas, and Lemaisu. We see from this brisa that lulu tzarich agad. How could Rav Chanan bar Rav have taught us? Avol yesh le'im akvin. The Gemara answers Tanoi in the Chanami. Although we will see that Rav Yehuda holds that lulu tzarich agad, however Rav Chanan bar Rav agrees with Tanakama that lulu ain't tzarich agad. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya lulu bein ogad bein shein ogad kosher, and the Tanakama holds lulu ain't tzarich agad. And Rav Yehuda ime ogad kosher shein ogad pasul lulu tzarich agad. And if one doesn't tie together the three minim, then they would not be yotze the chiyuv of lulav. Gemara explains, my time Rabbi Yehuda as Gama Kicha Kicha Me'agudas Ezov. Rabbi Yehuda learns Xer Shava from the word Kicha that we find by the Gei Lulav and the word Kicha that we find by the Gudas Ezov by Pesach. As we just mentioned, the Pasuk in Pashas Emma states, Ulkachtum Lachem Me'yem Rishain, and we know the Pasuk in Pashas Bay states, Kachtum Agudas Ezov, Utavaltum Adam Ashabasov, Gatum Alamashka, Velshtea Mezuzis, Menadam Ashabasov, Atam Leseitsu Ishmi Pesach Beser Ad Baker, and we learn now, Mal Alam Baguda, Afkam Baguda, and Lulav Tzarach. Agad, Rabbanon legamri kicha kicha, and Rabbanon don't have a kabbalah from the Rabbeim that we had a gzeir shava from the words kicha kicha. And I in the second tesis from the bottom of Amid legamri kicha kicha, avagav the gamri kicha kicha mistei Ephraim breish kedushin. Although certainly all agree that there is a gzeir shava kicha kicha mistei Ephraim b'degay kesser minolah lemesach kedushin shem hachtahacha inu mufna inami kicha kicha gamri lekicha lekicha legamri. And l'chayr this seems to be a major aside in the concept of a kabbalah by gzeir shava as it doesn't seem that the Kabbalah was regarding two specific words that are discussing two items, but the Kabbalah seemed to have been much broader, and the Kabbalah was that any time when we find the word Kicha, then we should make a Gzeir Shava. Now that the Gemara brought to Machlekes, if Lulu Tzarech Agad or Lulu Vein Tzarech Agad, so the Gemara is, Kaman Oz L'Hadatanya, that who's this Brisa going like? As the Brisa states, Lulu Mitzvah L'Egdai Vim L'Egdai Kasher, that L'Chadchila is a mitzvah to be Ma'agid one's Lulu together with the other Minim. However, if one performed the mitzvah of Lulu without being Ma'agid of Lulu with the other minim, then he would be yaitzah b'di'eved and would still be kosher. The Gemara is, Kaman, who is this b'risa going like? As ik Rabbi Yehuda loy ogda my kosher, that according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lulav tzarich agad, and he learned this based on Gzeir Shava, then certainly we can say that if he wasn't ma'agad the lulav, the b'di'eved would be kosher, certainly would be ma'akev, and he Rabbanah my mitzvah, and according to Rabbanah that hold lulav in tzarich agad, then why would he be a mitzvah at all? The Gemara explains, lo'ing Rabbanon, who my mitzvah mishum zekei levan veyu, that in the chinami this b'risa is going like Rabbanon, even though lulav in tzarich agad, however, based on the concept of zekhevim v'aveyu of isnar lefana b'mitzvahis, so there's a concept to be ma'agad lulav in order to beautify this mitzvah. However, certainly it would not be ma'akev. Before we continue, although certainly all agree that one should take the lulav hadasim and ravais and tie them together, as even the Rabbanon agree that this would be a kiyum of hidda mitzvah. However, as Rashi explained, the member of Chanan bar Rava that the Rabbanon would hold as long as one has all four minim, even if he holds them in the hand at the same time and he doesn't tie them together, then certainly one is yoytza the mitzvah l'chatchila. And in Tesis brings a sheet of the Behag that not only would one be yoytza if they hold all the minim in their hands at the same time, even if they're not tied together, but the Behag holds that as long as one has all four minim, and even if they would pick up one min at a time, and for example they would pick up the lulav, then they put down the lulav, pick up the esrog, then put down the esrog, then pick up the hadasim, place the hadasim down, and then pick up the ravais, they would also be yitzah. As Tesis states, Pirish Balachas Gedeleis Yesh Le'im Akvin Le'i Tema Adem Magvelu Ba'da Dodi Le'i Nafik Ali Mag B'chad Chadul Chodei Shapidami Dekai Malon Lulav Ein Tzarich Agad. As we just explained, and I in the Rosh Masech Lesukah in Parak Gimel Siman Yudalid, that he states Slash Mina De Kivin Shem Menachem Kol Abosel Lofanav Shem Mevarich V'Neitlun Zeh Chazer U'Mistavrer Shem Agbiya Lulav Tchila Shem Askirin Oysi B'Bracha. And also let's keep in mind that the Gemara stated that the way that we know that all four minim bottom of the lulav amakiv, because the pasuk states ulkachtam lachem b'yem rishon, and we learn ulkachtam l'kichatama, and in tesis diba maskul ulkachtam l'kichatama the yesh mefarshim to yom beis sagi bechad bedal minim umevarach altinus lulav k'mayasrig l'shari chasa v'loy be'inon tamos el b'yem rishon, and ayin sham we is chilek on the shita. However, ayin dagoyes hashri mesech the sukkah in parak gimel simin yedalad who states afka b'yantav rishon al b'yantav sheni im akiv v'afila ilo esrig yitol shar minim v'yivarech niyanzov v'chein halacha ayin sham. Gemara continues sheva azoy shal bin abadim v'shal mizbeach hazav v'shal apreches ma'akvi zu azu, and the gears is a little bit out of order from the gears that we had on Mishnah. The Gemara brings Makuris that these are ma'akev as the Yom Kippurim k'siv chukah as b'negei Yom Kippur, as we saw beforehand. The pasuk in Pashas Achrim states v'hisis l'shulchem chukas oylam and chukas ma'akev, and the parakim mashiach the parakim dov shel tzibor u'disir avid schavim k'detanya is based on the following brisa. And as we know in Pashas Vayikra, the Torah teaches us the dinim of the parakim mashiach as well as the parakim dov shel tzibor, and the Torah speaks about the sura of v'dizora in Pashas Shlach after the Torah speaks about all the dinim of the parakim mashiach and then speaks about the dinim of the parakim dov shel tzibor. So the pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra v'asal parak hasha asal parachatos kenya asaloi v'chipar lehem akoyim v'nisach lehem, since the details of the parakim mashiach as well as the details of the parakim dov shel tzibor are both stated explicitly in the pesukim, why Bryce is bothered matam lemer, so why did Terry have to say this pasuk? Therefore we learn lichpo bazois that shana leva kosov la'akev, and continue on daf chav zayin and beis shemchisa achas minay matanis lo'as haklum, as Rashi at the bottom of the states for asal parak hasha asal parachatos b'parakim dov ksiv shiyasaloi kasha asal parakim mashiach shalomayli menu matam lemer v'aloi kol mashe pirish l'parakim mashiach pirish l'parakim davar. Therefore the Gemara explains lichpo bazois l'shanis bazois hazois hadamalov, in order to teach us shemchisa achas mehen lo'as haklum, and ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that points out that this only helps us for the parakim dov shel tzibor and the parakim mashiach. He explains v'siyir avidizara yalf me'ene me'ene the parakim dov shel tzibor, and we have a gzeir shava where we compare all the dinim of the parakim dov shel tzibor and the siyir avidizara. And the extended brisa is brought down in Masechta Zvachim, and our Gemara doesn't bring down the entire brisa. Some have a guess in our Rashi that Rashi actually brings down the rest of the brisa, and the brisa continues Yochel Matan Sheva im Chisam En Leis V'Leklum. Maybe this din only applies to matanos that are done 7 times. Shekim Matan Sheva Ma'akvis B'chol Mokaim, as we find a concept that Zayin Hazois are Ma'akev, as we find by the Paraduma, as well as by the Azov of the Mitzirah. However, how do we know that the 4 Matanos that are done by the Mizbeach Azov would be Ma'akev, as B'negei Regal Chatos, we know the 4 Matanos are not Ma'akev, and even if one only does 1 Matana, then it would still effectuate Kapara. And as Rashi states, Afagav the Shah Dal Matanos of Mizbeach Achitza and Loi Ma'akvin, Kedarminim B'Shmaitza Kamaisa the Sanhedrin, V'chipa V'chipa V'chipa, Afilu Gimel Matanos, V'afilu Beis, V'afilu Achas. And that's why the pasuk by the parum dov shel tzibor states kein yaseloi. As Rashi states, marbino kol siyusav shiakvim mireish dekra. When the pasuk states for usa that comes to be marba the parum kapurim, and Rashi brings down that the gemara mesechta zavachim is bothered that why would we need any pasuk but negate the parum kapurim if the pasuk states the term chukah by yom kapurim. And as Rashi states, umshani lahasam l'shvichas shirayim v'leksivu parum kapurim va'oid min le'achrin aisa ayin sham. When the pasuk states kasha usa lepar l'rabbis parkoy mashiach. Finally, Rashi brings down a chatos l'rabbi siyur avidus chovim shel tzibor k'dechsev pashas shlach v'chisishku b'avidus chovim medaber v'oizin siyum tu nazoi ala preiches v'al mizbeach hazov d'ashim b'teres kainim d'ay chatos l'rabbi siyur avidus chovim, which is a bit different than the way Rabbeinu Geshem explains our Gemara ayin sham. Our Gemara now continues Tana Rabbanon that we learned in the Braisa sheva azoi shepar she'asam bein shalei l'shman bein shalei mechuvanais psulais v'sheva b'fnim v'sheva b'nzeira. As we already mentioned, but the gate of Paraduma, the pasuk states in Pashas Chukas, and the Braisa teaches us that just like we learned that all 7 azois of the Paraduma would be ma'akev, similarly if the Kohen did the azoy shalei l'shma, or he didn't do them towards the pnei ha'moed, then they would be pasul. Similarly, if the azois that are done b'fnim, and for example, the par v'sar shem and kapurim, as well as the par kohen mashiach and the par hamdav shel tzibor, as well as the Seir Avidizara, as well as for the Mitzirah, they were done Shalei Lishman, then it would be Pasol. However, if it were not done towards the Pnei Lamayid, then it would still be Kosher. As Rashi explains, B'negid Azayis of the Paraduma, Shalei Lishman Psulais, As we learned at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, if someone brought a carbon chatas shloi lishman, that will be possible. Rashi continues, shloi mechavana, shloi kivin, kenega pischa shalhecha, psucholais. And the reason is that since the pasuk tells us, vel nechach pnei omeid, it has to be done towards the pnei omeid, and the pasuk states, zeis chukka satira, based on lashon chukka, therefore it would be ma'akev. Rashi continues that as we explained, that when the Gemara mentions v'sheb b'fnim, kagoyin deir b'kapurim, upar koy mashiach, upar amdava, v'siyo avizchavim, v'shel mitzirah, that it would spray the oil 7 times towards the Kodesh Kodashim. As Rashi continues, that certainly all the kabbonis that are done b'fnim are all kabbonis chatois, and therefore if one did them shalei l'shma, then it would be completely possible. And even though by the kabbonis of a mitzirah, if someone does them shalei l'shma, the karma would not be possible. However, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, it would be like all l'balim shem chayva, because he did them shalei l'shma, and he would not be able to eat kachim, and he would not be able to come into Machna Shechina. However, if the Kohen did these azois, and he wasn't facing towards the west, then it would still be kosher. As Rashi points out, that the pasuk doesn't state, al neichach pnei omeid, and the Shitu points out, that l'chatchilo, when he does these azois, he has to be facing towards the west, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, and asks a question, that the Brisa start off, shavan azoi shavapar, shasam, bein shalei l'shma, bein shalei mechuvanes, apsulais. And the Gemara now asks the stira, as v'atanya gabi para, shalei l'shma psulais, loy mechuvanes sheirais, and we just stated, shalei mechuvanes would be psulais. And the Gemara answers, on Rav Chista, loy kasha harab yuda harabonon, ein chenami, the first Brisa that stated, shalei mechuvanes is psulais, is going like Rav Yuda, and the second Brisa that stated, shalei mechuvanes would be kosher, that is going like Rabbanon. And the Gemara will now continue and bring a long Brisa, and at the end we will see a machlekes between Rav Yuda and Rabbanon. And our Gemara continued, the Tanya, mechusri kapara, shenichlus lazar, b'shege chayiv chatos, b'mezit anish karis, ve'in tzarech leva tfulyoyim, v'shakla tmeim. And as we know, that even after Zav Zava, Yoledus and Mitzirah become tar, they still have to bring certain kabanais, and they are called mechusri kapara, and they can't eat kachim or go to the base of Mikdash. And certainly this is true for a tfulyoyim that went to the mikvah and did not yet have her shemesh, with someone that is completely tamei, and therefore the Brisa teaches us that if a mechusri kapara or tfulyoyim was someone that was tamei and went into the Azor b'shegig, they would be chayiv to bring a korban, and if they did so b'mezid, then it would be chayiv karis. And Rashi brings this to free that the makar is from a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, as in pasuk Chav, the pasuk says, "V'isha shi'itman v'lo yischato v'nichusa nefesh ahim mitoich hakol kes mikdash Hashem timei may need the lezerik alav tamehu." The Sifri explains that since the pasuk states may need the lezerik alav harei mayim amurim, therefore when the pasuk states v'lo yischato, it must be referring to someone who did not yet have a kapara through damim and did not bring his kabanais lahavis amechusa kapara. Rashi continues that benegiyah tful yoyim as well as someone that is completely tamei. So the pasuk in Chukas stated in pasuk Yud Gimel called benegiyah b'meis benefesh ha'adam ashiyamas v'lo yischato as mishka Hashem timei v'nichusa nefesh ahim yisrael, he may need the lezerik alav tamayia oitu masavai. As Rashi states, v'in tzarech leim tful yoyim the nafkalon hasam oitu masavai v'shakal tmeim shechayavin. The Brisa continues, utahirim shenichlusu lufnum mechitzasan and lehechel kuloi ba'abayim. Rashi explains that when the Brisa states utahirim shenichlusu lufnum mechitzasan, that is referring to the Yud Alef Amma Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael, and it's mashma from Rashi that if Yisrael that's tar walks into the Azara, he has to Makom Drisus Ragli Yisrael, then there will be Chay Malkus and lechir tzarech beer. It's really midiraisa. There is no issa for Yisrael or a kohen to walk anywhere in the Azara, and the only time we have an issa is only in the Hechel or the Kodesh Kodashim. And as the Gemara stated, Lehechel Kuloi, that if a kohen walks into any part of the Kodesh when he's not doing the Avoda, then he'll be Chay Malkus. And as the Pasuk in Achri Meis tells us, Vayayim Hashem Moshe Dabal Aaron Achicha Yoved B'chol Yisrael Kodesh, and the Gemara learns that that is its own issa, and there's an issa for a kohen to go into the Hechel at a time when he's not doing the Avoda. Pasuk then continues, Me Beis L'Pureches Al Pnei HaKaperis Asher Al Ha'arim V'lo Yomos Ki Ba'ona Ne'ra Al HaKaperis. And the Gemara now brings Machlekes, as the Tanakhama holds, Me Beis L'Pureches Al Pnei HaKaperis B'misa, that if a kohen would walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim, or if he would walk anywhere close to the Arayin, then he would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Tanakhama, as Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Kol Hechel Kulay Un Beis L'Pureches Ba'abayim, that if the kohen walks into any area of the Hechel, or he walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then he'd be Chayim Malkus. However, Vel Pnei HaKaperis B'Misa, it's only if he walks right next to the Arin, then he'll be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues to explain the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, as B'Maika Miflgi, as was the basis for the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, and B'Hai Kor, and the B'Cholik on this Pasuk that we just mentioned, as the Pasuk states, V'Yem HaShem HaMeshe, Dabal Aaron HaChicha, V'Al Yav B'Chol Yisrael HaKodesh, Mi Beis La Pereches, Al Pnei HaKaperis, HaShe'al HaArin, V'Lo Yomus. Rabbanon Savri Ela Kodesh B'lo Yavoi. The Rabbanon hold that there's an Issa to go into the Kodesh, as the Pasuk states, Ba'al Yavoi B'chol Eis Ela Kodesh, and that would only be an Issa Lav, and it would be a Chi of Malkus. Then the rest of the Pasuk continues, Mibes Lo Pareches V'al Pnei HaKaparis B'lo Yavos. If the Kohen or Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kedoshim at a time when they're not doing that Voidah, then it would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. With Rabbi Yehuda Sava Ela Kodesh Mibes Lo Pareches B'lo Yavoi, that the way that we should read the Pasuk is, Vayom HaShem HaMoshe Dabal Aaron HaChicha Baal Yavu B'chol Yisrael HaKodesh Mibes Lo Pareches. Therefore, if the Kohen or Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh or into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then it would be Chai Malkus. El Pnei HaKaparis B'lo Yavos, and the only time the Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim is only if the Kohen or Kohen Gadol gets very close to the Arain. However, if he doesn't go close to the Arain, he would not be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara now explains as far as HaMachlik is, as my time in Rabbanon, as Yisrael Kedaitich could come Rabbi Yehuda, as if Rabbi Yehuda would be correct, and Licht Rachmona Ala Kodesh V'al Pnei HaKaparis V'al Loi Boi Mibes Lo Pareches. If you Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah should only be written the Issa of Ala Kodesh and the Issa of Al Pnei HaKaparis, and there would be no need to write the word Mibes Lo Pareches. That since the Torah already told us that one is even chayiv for going into the Hechel and they'd be chayiv malchus, then certainly if they go into the Kodesh Kedoshim they'd be chayiv malchus. Mibes Lo Pareches, the Kasuv Rachmona Lomli, and why did the Torah have to write the words Mibes Lo Pareches? Shema Amino B'Misa, and therefore it must be the Torah is telling us that the only time there's a chayiv malchus is only when you go into the Kodesh. However, once someone goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then they'd be chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda will ask on the Rabbanon, the Lepid Rabbanon, why do we have to say that one is chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim if they go close to the Arain? If immediately when one walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're already chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara first continues to explain Rabbi Yehuda's response to Rabbanon, as Rabbi Yehuda, Ikas Rachman Ala Kodesh, Leikasim Mibes Lo Pareches, Havamina, my Kodesh, Mibes Lo Pareches, Aval Hechel Lab Nami Loi, that if the Torah would have only written Ala Kodesh, the Torah would have mentioned the Issa of going into the Kodesh Kedoshim itself, then one would have thought that the Torah is only asking him to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and when the Torah mentioned the word Kodesh, it refers to Kodesh Kedoshim, and not to the Hechel, and if someone walks into the Hechel, they would not even be Oivan Alav, and they would not be Chayiv Malkus. Therefore, the Torah had to specify that not only would one be Chayiv Malkus for walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim, but they're also going to be Chayiv Malkus if they walk into the Hechel. However, the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and Rabbanon will respond to Rabbi Yehuda, Hahu Lord Matzis Amrit, the Hechel Kulu Ikri Kodesh, Shenem of Dila Prechus Lachem Ben HaKodesh Ben Kodesh Kedoshim, that certainly we know that the word Kodesh refers to the Hechel, and therefore certainly we would not have such a Habmina that when the Torah states, Ela Kodesh, that's only referring to someone that's walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim, as that certainly would not be a Habmina. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yehuda my time, and what is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek and Rabbanon? And the Gemara explains, Isa Kedaita Kedakami Rabbanon, as if you would have a Habmina that the Rabbanon are correct. If a Kohen walks into the Hechel and walks into the Kodesh, Shalei B'Shas Aveda, then he'd be Chai Malkus, and once he walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, or he walks right next to the Arin, then he's going to be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if so, Licht Rachman Ala Kodesh, and Mibes Lo Pareches, V'Loi Boi El Pnei HaKaparis, then the Torah should have only written that there's a Chai Malkus for one that walks into the Kodesh, and there's a Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim for one that walks directly into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why would the Torah have to tell us that if the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol walks next to the Arin, then it'll be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim? As Ba No Amino Mibes Lo Pareches B'Misa, El Pnei HaKaparis B'Boi, that certainly if the Torah tells us that immediately when one walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, they're Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, then certainly when they walk right next to the Arin, they'll be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, El Pnei HaKaparis the Kasuv Rachmona Lomli, Shema Amino El Pnei HaKaparis B'Misa, Mibes Lo Pareches B'Azara, and therefore it must be the Torah is telling us that the only time that one is Chai Misa is only when they go right next to the Arin. However, if they only walked right into the Kodesh Kedoshim, then they'd still only be Chai Malkus. Gemara continues, Rabbanon, and how would Rabbanon respond to this Tain of Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara explains, Hachinami Dlei Tzarech, that really according to Rabbanon, the Torah did not have to tell us El Pnei HaKaparis, behind the Kasuv Rachmona El Pnei HaKaparis, Lemute Derech Meshupash, that in the Chinami, the Torah is teaching us a Chiddush, the only way one is Chai Misa for walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim, they walk in a normal way. However, they walk in a way which is Shaloi Kederech, then they would not be Chai Misa. He had taught the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and as we learned in the Braisa that was taught to us in Yeshiva Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that in relation to the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Kippur, the Pasuk in Parshas Achim Reis tells us, V'lochach midam ha'par, v'hiz ba'etzpoi al p'nei ha'kaparis, k'edba, v'l p'nei ha'kaparis, z'yaz ha'shar p'am min adam ba'etzpoi, since the Torah states, al p'nei ha'kaparis, k'edma, z'e b'nei av, kol mokim sh'nam p'nei, el p'nei kodim, that any time the Torah uses Lashon P'nei, it's referring to the East. Therefore, when the Pasuk tells us, V'al yoy b'chol eis al kodesh, min beis la pre Shreiches of Pnei HaKaperis is telling us that the only way you'd be chayiv for walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim is only if you walk in from the eastern side and you walk in a normal way to enter the Kodesh Kedoshim. As Rashi states, L'muti derech meshubash k'goy meshubash, which means in an improper way, shechotah chay mishal fnei v'lefnim v'asa pesach b'dorim oy b'tzofim v'nichnas. And for example, if someone tunneled into the Kodesh Kedoshim and came in from the south or north, v'loy nichnas b'pesach shev mizach sheyponu l'mayriv, Rashi continues, inami, that even if someone walked in through the doorway, but nichnas b'pesach v'tzidah b'alachsan v'halchul sudden, but he walked on an angle and he walked towards the sides, that is also not considered a normal way, and therefore he would not be chayim misa. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, as Rabbi Huda responds to this, and the Gemara explains, le'mekra p'nei ma'el, Yehuda hold that in the chanami, we need this pasuk in order to teach us that the only way one will be chayim for walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim is by walking in a normal way. However, the Torah could have still written p'nei akapuris, and why did it have to write el p'nei akapuris, and therefore it must be the Torah is telling us that the only way one will be chayim misa b'dei shemayim is only if he walked right next to the Oren, but if he only walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he would only be chayim malchus, previously explained. And the Gemara continues, Shema Minoa El Dafka, that we see from here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Terry states of Pnei HaKaperis is telling us that the only way you'll be chayim misa b'dei shemayim is only if you go right next to the Oren. Rabbanon El Lav Dafka, and according to Rabbanon, even though the Terry stated of Pnei HaKaperis, one is still going to be chayim misa b'dei shemayim even if they walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim and even if they don't walk right next to the Oren. Now that the Gemara finished explaining the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, and the Gemara came out, Rabbi Yehuda holds El is Dafka, and Rabbanon holds El is Lav Dafka, the Gemara will want to explain that the previous prices that we had are going l'shitasam of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. And as our Gemara now continues, Rabbi Yehuda da'amel p'nei akapiris Dafka, so v'hiz el nechach nami Dafka, and since we just saw that Rabbi Yehuda learned the pasuk in Pashas Achrimois, when the pasuk stated El p'nei akapiris, it means Dafka right next to the kapiris, and the only time one is chayim misa b'dei shemayim is only when they walk right next to the Oren. So therefore, when the pasuk states b'negeda paraduma v'hizel neichach pnei oil moed, the kohen has to be facing towards the oil moed when he does the hazayis, and that's why the first brisa stated sheva hazayis sheva parash asam bein shlo lishma and bein shlo mechavanes pulois, as it's going according to shita Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbanon min hasam lav dafka hachinami lav dafka. But since we saw that lefid Rabbanon, when the pasuk stated in Pashas Achrimois el pnei akaperis, it's lav dafka as one is chayim misa b'dei shemayim even by just walking into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and therefore in the pasuk states in Pashas Chukas, he's el nechach pnei oil moed midom shava pamim, that's lav dafka, even if he doesn't spray towards the oil moed, then it would still be kosher. And the second brisa is going like Rabbanon, and that's why the brisa states shloi l'shmam psulais, however shloi mechuvanis would be ksheirais. The Gemara now continues, maskul Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef had the following shayla, the Rabbi Yehuda mid el dafka al nami dafka. We should say that since Lefi Rabbi Yehuda and the Torah used the term El, and as we saw in Pashas Achrimois, El Pnei HaKaperis, that's Dafka, L'choy, the same should apply when the Torah in Pashas Achrimois uses the term Al, and as the Pasuk states, V'lochim Yidam HaPara, V'hizu Be'etzboi El Pnei HaKaperis, Kedma, V'l Pnei HaKaperis, Z'yaz HaShav HaPam, Min Adam Be'etzboi. The only way that the Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah in the Beis Mikdash is only when he sprays the Dam on the actual Kaperis of the Oren, and if so, El Midashini, Delei Hava Oren the Kaperis, Hachinami, Delei Hava. And as Rashi brings down, that since we know that the Gemara Masechtas Yuma taught us that the Yeshiyahu Gonzu, Yeshiyahu already hid the Oren in Bayis Rishon, and therefore in Bayis Sheni we didn't have an Oren at all, and if so, the Kohen Gadol should not be able to do the Hazah on Yom Kippur at all. And we know the Gemara Masechtas Yuma teaches us that he would be Mazah, and the Mishnayos and Masechtas Yuma are referring to Bayis Sheni. And the Gemara answers Amrav Ba'ula as Amakra, as we have Exeris Hakosav in Pashas Achrimayis that states the Chippur as Midrash Hakodesh v'as Oil Meir v'as Amaz. He explains when the pasuk states v'chipas mikdash hakodesh mokam amakudish l'kodesh is referring to the place that's mekudish for the Oren. The pasuk is teaching us that the zod doesn't have to be on the Oren itself, and as long as it's placed on the mokam Oren, that it also suffices. And therefore, during Bayis Sheni, the kohen gadol was able to do the zod on the mokam Oren and didn't have to be mamish on the Oren itself. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to our original question that we had to steer between two brises, and we saw the Teretz of Rav Chisda, the Lekasha HaRab Yehuda HaRabbanon, and we just saw an entire Amud in order to explain the Teretz of Rav Chisda. However, the Gemara now brings a simple Teretz as Rav Amar HaRabbanon, that really we could say that both of the brises are going like the Shita Rabbanon, and really as we just saw, the Lefid Rabbanon is like the words of Pnei HaKaperis is not Dafka, so also when the Pasuk states in Pashas Chukas, El Neuch Mashiach Pnei Amoed, it's Lav Dafka. That's why the second Brisa taught us that by the Paraduma, if he sprays the Azoi, Shloy Mechuvonos, then it'll be Ksheirais. However, the Gemara continues on Dafka Chasim and Aleph, Hadakoi Mizuchumayr Va'adei, Hadakoi Tzafim Vidorim Va'adei, that although the Rabbanon do not require that the Koyin has to mamish be Mechavin, connected to Pesach Amoed, however, the Koyin still has to be facing towards the west and towards the Oil Moed. However, if the Koyin sprays towards the north or towards the south, and certainly if he would do the Azor towards the east, which is exactly the opposite way from the Makom HaMikdash, then certainly it would be possible. And as Rashi at the top of Daf Chof Chasim Al explains, how the Koyin Mizuch Umayr Va'adei, Vim Omer Koyin Bifonav Lumayr Vachul Mizuch Vahiza Shekach Mitzvasai, Afilo Inu Mechuvonos Kenegra Pesach Sheirais, and Vahadu Tadi Psulois, and the first Brisa that stated that would be possible, that is in the case the Koyin Tzafim Vidorim Shalai Kemitzvasai Va'adei, and we will stop over here.